Jess in with you this morning, and it's time to catch up with Singleton Council and Mayor Sue Moore joins me. Sue, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well. Beautiful day today.
It is a gorgeous day today. Something, though, that wasn't so great when some residents woke up this morning. Council crews are out cleaning up after some bins were mowed down on Bridgman Road.
Yeah, I saw that through on Facebook, and disappointing that people have got nothing to do except destroy other people's property and make a mess that council staff sort of take time to help residents clean up. It's not necessary.
No, not at all. And this isn't the first time that it's happened?
Yeah, at Glendon Way, it happened a couple of months ago that the bins were all knocked over deliberately. People were out trying to clean up and get the bins sorted, ready for them to be picked up. So council staff got out there and helped with that one too, I understand, as they've been helping this morning.
Sometimes I sit here and think, you know, the people who did this, how would they feel if someone did that to them? They'd be pretty frustrated.
Just for a bit of a kick, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's good, of course, that council is out cleaning that up, but you definitely shouldn't have to be doing that.
Well, it takes the time away from other
things.
You know, people want the lawns mowed and gardens tidied and all things like that. And, you know, if they're cleaning up bins that are knocked over, then those other things that people want done can't happen in that day's space.
Yeah. That's exactly right, Sue. Now, on to the next one this morning. Singleton Council is a part of the City Powers Partnership. Explain this one to us.
Yeah, we're very pleased to be able to join with 129 other councils across Australia to help work towards the Climate Network. The City Powers Partnership is a group of largest local government areas that are working towards climate network and supporting and celebrating the greenhouse gas reductions. So we're looking to work through what we can do and their strategies. We've already undertaken the streetlights, the LED streetlights program, so that this will pay for itself by 2024. We've retrofitted the council building. We're also doing a lot of other projects as to the solar panels on the council buildings and the like. So there's lots of things we're already doing, but we'll be bringing back a further report to council in February as to what other actions we can take to work towards the goals that we've committed to.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. Now, this Friday night, the Singleton Business Excellence Awards are happening. Of course, a little bit different to how they normally would be.
Yeah, look, it's great to be able to have any sort of function at the moment. Things are still very tentative across the whole world and the state and countries. It's great that they've been able to put on a function at all, and I look forward to being there and understand you'll be hosting the evening, so I look forward to that. So the bushfires and the pandemic and everyone pulling together for these awards is, you know, it's very important to be able to celebrate the businesses that get out there and do everything that they do for the community and the business sector.
Yeah, exactly right. No, it's going to be a fantastic evening at the moment. You know, any opportunity to celebrate and give a shout out to our businesses in the Upper Hunter is definitely an opportunity to take because they have been through so much. So it should be a fantastic evening.
Yeah, we've been really thrilled to be able to work with the Chamber as council, you know, and put together the business support package and notably the Spend in Singleton initiative. It's been absolutely great. I understand there's probably in excess of 130 businesses that are all signed up for now. And so we're working with the Chamber now on what we can achieve for a Christmas campaign.
Exactly. Fantastic. And lastly this morning, Sue, this is right up your alley. There's a hip-hop workshop that's going to be happening in Singleton.
Yeah, look, the Youth Club is putting on a hip-hop workshop in later in November. We'll get there pretty quickly, I'm sure. So from the 18th to the 23rd, of November from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. There'll be lots of action at the youth venue for the younger people. Lyrics performing, recording music, singing lyrical music, editing, audioing. So there'll be lots of stuff there. I think you might, really fit in, Jess, if you have
time
to pop around and say hi to them.
Tell you what, Sue, if you go, I'll go.
That sounds like a challenge, but I'm sure the young ones will really love it, and good on the Youth Club for being able to put forward these initiatives for these younger guys.
Exactly, fantastic stuff. Well, Sue, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, Jess. Thank you.